Case number 13007, Robert and Barbara Knoll, seek a variance from the front yard setback requirement for a proposed addition. Sections 115-34 and 115-182 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the west side of Crab Bay Lane within the Kenwick West subdivision. The 911 address is 37800 Crab Bay Lane in Selbyville. The zoning district is MR. The tax map is District 533, map 19.07, parcel 72. The applicant is seeking a 17.1-foot variance from the 30-foot front yard setback requirement for a proposed attached garage. We have 5 letters of support, 0 letters of opposition, and 1 mail return.
Good evening. Mr. Sharp, we'll swear you in.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
My name is Barbara Knoll. Our address is 37800 Crab Bay Lane, Selbyville, 19975.
Robert Knoll.
378-00 Crab Bay Lane.
And do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
I do.
Thank you.
You may present your case.
Thank you. Thank you for your time. As a background to this, we bought the property in 77 and built the house in 84. The problem is that when you're in your 30s, you're not thinking about what you're going to do when you're retiring. Now that my husband's fully retired and I'm retired, we're looking to move down here permanently. When we built the house, as I said, we weren't expecting that. And what we'd like to do is put an attached garage to the front of the house. There is no garage now. There's no access on either side of the house to get to the backyard, if there'd even be space back there to do it. We have letters that we've included from our neighbors, and just as an aside, one of the neighbors has since moved, the one at 37805, but the person at 37797 bought that, so it still holds, in case that would come up. We also have a letter that you've seen, I'm sure, from our HOA, saying that they would agree with it ever the board does agree to request for a variance. The garage would be attached, as I said, it'd be in keeping with the neighborhood house. We're going to do the whole front of the house the same. We're going to keep the present driveway. We're looking at the size that we're looking for because it's going to be a turned entrance to the garage rather than doing another driveway to the house. It would be coming up the driveway, turning into the garage. That's all. Any questions?
I'm sure we'll have some questions.
In your and good evening. In your proposal and your diagram showing the property outline, there appears to be a distance between. Interesting, what's called the property outline and the edge of the road. Would you have an idea of what that distance might be?
That's part of the confusion for us. Originally, we were told the property is 150 feet. It's just saying 135. We've been told that the property begins measurement one at the middle of the street, one at the edge of the street, and then one at a setback. So I'm not exactly sure where the
okay.
So, setback from.
So if I let's call the edge of the road the key to the question, and if I asked you what the distance was from the edge of the road to your what you believe to be your property line, how much distance do you think that would be?
To the property line or to where the garage would be?
Property line.
We don't have.
It looks from the diagram that was there, from the house, from the edge of the house to the edge of the road, it says 47 feet.
Okay. So.
So 17 feet would be inside the 30-foot setback,
okay.
But that depends upon where the property line exists. That's what was so confusing, on where it is.
You know, and it has to go to the setback question, right? So that's where I would eyeball it in also. 15 to 17. It could be your, could be your 150 mystery, where they're calling it 135. Don't know. And you plan on using the existing, and help me again understand, so you'd use it, and then the garage door would be?
Burned.
You can go up there. Yes, sir.
On Crab Bay Lane, we already have a driveway here, so we will come down Crab Bay right into the driveway and then right into the garage. The garage door would be down here.
Not be facing the street. It
would
be
not facing,
facing
the street. It'd be facing,
facing
south.
Down this way.
Be a turn garage, right. I guess is what you call it.
Understood.
And windows.
And you would.
Oh, I'm having a little crap back.
I know where you're going. I got you.
Two windows, garage door, and a window in the back.
Okay. We knew
you would take the paving over to the garage door.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Does your lot flood at any time?
It came over the bulkhead during Superstorm Sandy.
Okay.
That's the only time that.
I'm surprised with all this east wind we've had here the last month.
Everybody's. You have a bulkhead, and then you have two steps down to your dock.
Uh-huh.
Everybody has a dock. All the docks have been going underwater on every full moon. So my brother and I brought our dock up to the level of the bulkhead, with a step down to get into a boat if he had a boat.
Sure.
Why I have a dock, and she won't get in the boat. Why do I have a dock?
Here we go.
Even during the
happy wife, happy life.
I think that's been the topic tonight.
Even during the hurricane, a lot of people lost their air conditioning. Our air conditioning was sitting on the ground at that time, and it did not affect the air conditioning. We've since raised it, but we've not had any trouble at all with that.
So if you get approved for this garage, can he get a boat?
I like the way you think.
I'm trying for you.
Thank you.
He can get a boat, but he'll be doing it by himself.
I just want to go crabbing.
Small pleasures in life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mr. Williamson?
I'm familiar with this area.
Oh, good.
So, this setup, is it unique to the, is it, do you see this throughout the neighborhood?
Yes. You mean the inside the offset?
Yes.
Yes, there's a house up the street from us, 3778, which certainly seems to be, I mean, because when the car's in the driveway, it's almost to the street from the garage. There's a couple houses that are within that. I'm assuming they've had approval for the variances on those properties.
That are as close as this, or just that configuration?
Probably as close as this would be.
The one I'm thinking of does not have a turn garage. The garage door faces Crab Bay Lane. And his garage is closer than ours is gonna be.
Yeah, when the car's in the driveway, you know, to the garage, not up against the garage, but very close to the garage, he has less than 3 feet to the street. Certainly within that setback.
And you might have said this already, but I know there's HOA.
Yes.
Correct.
Yes. And you should have that letter.
With the HOA, so that was an approval, right?
Yes.
But they have different parameters than we do.
The president of the HAA said if we got approval here, they would not fight it. They would go with what you guys decide.
I think theirs are the same, actually.
Thank you.
Mr. Sharp?
Side of your property?
So far, the setbacks were just minimal. We couldn't put a driveway around between the houses to get to the back of the house.
It looks like you've got over 20 feet. I can't quite read it.
I don't think so.
No. I think you're mistaken there. unless the paper's wrong.
Let me look at it, see what it has on here.
I'm looking at your survey from June 21st of this year. It is a little blurry, so I can't quite pick up all the numbers.
There's one here where it's 12, less than 13 feet on this side, and this side's even closer.
It's just interesting because when we look at the survey where it shows proposed garage, on the north side, that proposed garage would be about 12.8 feet from the north side property line. But on the south side, where your existing dwelling and deck go, it looks like a lot more room there.
Yes, there is. That's correct.
Okay. Is there a reason you didn't look to, and I, again, because it's tough to read it, but it would be greater than 20 feet and probably less than 30 feet if I'm reading that right. But did you consider orienting the garage to be perpendicular to Crab Bay Lane and down the side yard, but within the setback? Is that something that could have been done, or did you even explore it?
We did not explore it. For aesthetic purposes, the back of the garage is even with the north side of the house. So there's not going to be any turns or anything in the house. It would just come straight out like that. And the driveway here.
Are there utilities and whatnot along the north side of the house?
Yes, sir. Going here?
No, on the north side, the other side.
That is the north side. This is Crab
Bay. I'm sorry, the south side. I apologize, I misspoke.
The electric box is right here.
Okay. So your electric probably runs there. You wouldn't want to be driving over your utilities to have a driveway there.
Well, we have a driveway there.
Yeah, now, but not back on the side of the house where he's talking about putting a garage.
What I'm looking at is you have a fairly significant distance from the side of your house to the side property line. And I'm just curious as to whether or not you explored putting the garage in that location and running it parallel with the house on the side, but within the setback rather than in the front yard.
But it wouldn't be attached then, right? You're talking about having a detached garage?
Look, it's your garage, so yeah, I'm just trying to see what you've.
The entry to the house is on that side of the, on that side right now. So if you're talking about putting the garage there, it couldn't be attached. It would be detached, but I there can't be that much room there.
One of the reasons we decided to do it this way. This is a proposed garage. This is a third bedroom right here. So it has a window there. We want to knock out that window, have a door there, so in inclement weather, we could break in. Like grocery shopping or whatever.
I guess my question, I'll go back to it, is if your garage is on the side and that's your main entrance, why couldn't that be your access point there?
The garage on the side of the house?
Yes.
There's the
where you have a deck?
Yeah.
I believe it's a 5-foot side yard setback from the county. So there's, that's what I'm looking at. If you're looking at a 17-ish wide garage.
Yes.
And you're well over 20, I'm going to guess it's significantly more than 20 feet by
24 long.
Okay.
Deep.
I'm talking the side yard setback. The house to the side property line. I'll show it to you. So, hold on, ma'am. Because that is not a plotted survey. So it doesn't show the setbacks on that side.
Okay, I wasn't looking at setback. I was going to take the measurements.
So this one, if I'm looking at the south side, right here, that number I can't read. I'm going to guess It's over 20, but less than 30. Just by looking at where this permit is in comparison with other numbers I can read on here. But when I look at your garage here, and the fact that you're saying, well, this is how we enter the home, and you're planning to use this to enter your home, and if the setback is 5 foot from here, I'm wondering, it may not be possible, that's why I'm asking you this, is did you look at moving this over here so that it runs parallel to the house and you have a straight drive in there, but you're within the setback and giving you an access to the house?
See if this is see if I'm making sure right. Here's 40 for the existing house. Here's 12 something, so that's 52 something for the 75 foot lot.
Mm-hmm.
So it's less than that when you count the deck that comes into the entrance there. So there wouldn't be enough room there to do it.
And it's an elevated entrance?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
I have a picture taken from the road.
Sir, I just need you to stay close to the microphone.
I have a picture on my phone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You show us. You got to give us the phone.
We don't have.
You want to look for the picture?
No.
Mean?
No, we don't have a way to. We don't have a way to have you submit that in the record right now.
Okay.
What is it you want to show with the picture?
From the road, took a picture of the house.
They have that.
Back of the house.
This is not the back of the house. It's front of the house.
Yeah, but I have a picture with.
Of the side.
Yeah, with their house there.
Okay.
You have that. You have that picture? From this steps here, the post going down the deck, we are no more than 10 feet from the fence from the other person. So I don't know. This is the fence next door neighbors. Our house with the deck from here to here, while the landscaping is no more than 15 feet.
So your neighbor's fence encroaches on your property?
No.
No, sir. That's why I don't understand the question, because I know that's 15. From here, it's probably 10 feet. So there's no way to put the driveway.
The garage.
The garage to come around.
He's putting the talking about putting
the garage right there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a raised entry into the house, and I don't know how that would fit.
There's four steps coming up here to a deck that's about that far off the ground.
And that's the entrance to the house.
And the entrance to the house is
facing
south.
Aren't you the same on the front, though?
No, there's no entrance to the house on this side towards Crab Bay Lane.
Yeah, but you were saying you were going to create one.
Inside the garage.
Inside the garage.
Okay. All right, I got you.
We're going to take the window out and make a door.
Understood. Is that all your questions, Mr. Sharp?
It is. Thank you.
Does that conclude your presentation? Okay. You may have a seat.
Thank you for your time.
Is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Good evening, sir. Mr. Sharp will swear you in.
Steven, can you state your name and address for the record, please?
My name is Dean Pantelier, 37827 Salty Way East in Selbyville.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Where do you live in relation to the house?
Well, apparently close enough to get this. I'm across on the other side of the canal.
Okay. Would you like to go up there and point where you live?
Yeah. So I am a former resident on Crab Bay Lane, and I don't know of any garages that are as close to the road as the Knowles are saying. There's pretty uniform where the houses are, and I think that a 17 and a half foot variance is what they're asking for would change the character of the neighborhood, especially if it sets a precedent where other people want to follow, you know, what they're doing, and it probably won't just be for garages, it'll be for additions, just as all garages are not actually used for cars. And I really can't understand how they would be able to make a turn into the proposed garage with the property over there. It would look like a tough turn. My other concern, can I just get my glasses? My other concern is safety. If these setbacks get made smaller, where these houses encroach on the road, it's going to make parking difficult when people have visitors, contractors, landscapers, and who knows who else. Okay, I recently had an incident on Salty Way East where I cannot access my home for somewhere between 5 and 10 minutes because of a situation like that. They had a landscaper, contractor, delivery guy. If there was an emergency, no emergency vehicle would be able to get through to do what they have to do. So the property is not unique. All the lots are basically the same size except for the ones at the end. Okay. And the situation was created by the homeowner. They had their house placed where it is in 1980-something. So they created that situation. So I think for those three criteria, I would oppose the proposed addition and variance.
Questions? Thank you, sir. Ma'am, you may come forward and respond. Yes.
The gentleman said he lives on Salty Way, and perhaps he must be familiar with the house at 37604 Salty Way, which is the house I was describing where the pickup truck in the driveway is no more than 3 feet from the road. So there is precedence in the community for homes to be that way. This does not change anything with parking on our property because the driveway is going to be there. It's been there since we've had the property. We're not changing that. The driveway is still going to be there. It's going to be the same length that it always has been. There is another house, as I said, up the street from us that the same incidents with the cars in the driveway, it can't be meeting the setbacks. There's no way for me to measure it, but it can't be meeting the setbacks because of how close the car is to the road. So I take exception to his saying that we were making these things up about the property and about the driving. Any questions for me?
Gentleman did bring up a good point about what's unique about the property.
What's unique about it is that, as I said, we built the house in 84. And what's unique now is that we need to have, since we're planning on moving down here permanently, we wanted to have a garage.
Okay. Unique, the property, what unique physical conditions on the property, more specific, unique physical conditions of the property, not the change in addresses. Unique physical conditions.
Oh, as I said, on either side of the house, there wouldn't be access to the back of the property. I don't know if that makes it unique, but there would be no way to have access on either side to get around to the back to build it. And if we did it on the back, we'd still need a variance because of the setback from the water. and that would impact people's view. This doesn't impact the view. As I said, our neighbors are all supporting the change. Put a garage in the back would affect.
Anything else, Mr. Sharp?
No.
Thank you. You can come back up, sir.
I know the house she referenced with the pickup truck in the driveway, and that is one of the problem houses on our street. There is constantly overflow because they do have a short driveway, okay? There's always overflow, and that's a like a bottleneck over there. Come around the turn, you can't see who's walking. If there's a pedestrian, you can't see who's walking because the cars block it, and it's becoming a problem in that neighborhood where traffic does get impeded by vehicles.
Thank you. Anything else? At this time, I'll go ahead and close the public hearing for case 13007 for Mr. Robert and Barbara. No. Thank you. And entertain the motion.
Mr. Chair, I move that we deny case number 13007 for Robert and Barbara Knoll. I believe that the property does not have unique physical conditions. The exceptional practical difficulty is being created by the applicant.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Williamson.
Aye for the reasons stated.
Dr. Carson.
Aye for the reasons.
And I too. So with a vote of 3-0, your case is denied. I'm sorry. Call the office in the morning, ma'am. Motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.